Yo, what's going on, everyone? And welcome back to another episode of the LeBron Feed. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, with CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of NBA basketball. And today is your episode for Monday, December 17th. So over the weekend, the Lakers and LeBron James, they experienced some highs and some lows, but two games back-to-back, one against the Charlotte Hornets, where they looked very, very good. He had a triple-double. Lonzo Ball also had a triple-double. They looked fantastic, but then they followed up with a very disappointing loss to the Washington Wizards in a game where LeBron James had his worst game as a member of the Los Angeles Lakers, just totaling 13 points in the entire game. Yes, not just a half, an entire game. LeBron James just had 13 points. Really couldn't get anything going as the Lakers took a pretty devastating loss to the Washington Wizards. John Wall had 40 points. But when you look ahead, the Lakers, they need to get some help eventually when it comes to improving this team, whether or not that's a trade now or that's free agency or a trade that can help in future seasons. Now, a target was obviously Trevor Ariza, but he was traded to the Washington Wizards over the weekend in a move where the owner of the Phoenix Suns, Robert Sarver, just simply did not want to trade Trevor Ariza to the Los Angeles Lakers. So it was more out of a spite than anything that he didn't go back to LA. Instead, Trevor Ariza is going back to one of his other former teams, that's the Washington Wizards. But when you look at free agency, that's also starting to look a little murky for the Los Angeles Lakers. Looks like Kevin Durant may not be planning on playing in LA. It looks like Klay Thompson also may not be planning on playing in LA. So one of the other major guys you're looking at, of course, is Kawhi Leonard. Now on Saturday, Adrian Wojnarowski reported that he still has his sights in LA. He wants to still go back home to Los Angeles, but he's not quite sure if that's the Lakers or if that is the Los Angeles Clippers. Of course, over the summer, we heard a ton of rumors that he may be leaning more towards playing for the Clippers as opposed to playing with LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. And if that is the case, that's definitely going to be tough for the Lakers to try to go ahead and get a major free agent, which means the last option is, of course, Anthony Davis. And what would they have to package to bring in a player like Anthony Davis? So the Lakers, they're still trying to figure out how they can improve. They need to get somebody besides LeBron James and Kyle Kuzma at this point who's been holding it down. Brandon Ingram should hopefully come back on Friday. Hopefully that could also translate in more wins. But that is everything that we have for this episode. As usual, if you would like to stay connected with me, make sure you follow me on Twitter at DLloydTV. That is DLLOYDTV. Also, make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast from and keep it locked to CLNS Media for all your latest news regarding NBA basketball. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, and I will see you guys again on Wednesday. Peace.